The gospel to eternal life is faith in Jesus Christ. You got that right. So you got to put your faith in Jesus Christ, what he did on the cross, his death, burial, resurrection. You have to put your faith, your trust in the scriptures, that it is the word of God, it is the record of his son. After you do that, Jesus' first ministry words was repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. So you have to repent. And a lot of times the churches don't teach full repentance. You have to lose your whole life. You have to lose how you talked, how you acted, how you dressed, how you associated. You have to lose everything. The Lord said he's bringing a sword to divide. The enemies, your enemies will be they of your own household.
Oh my goodness.
He's coming to separate a people for himself. So you have to repent to God. When you're willing to do that, he'll give you his Holy Spirit. So you'll be born from above, you'll be born again. And the fruit that you're born again, and I want you to test the fruit of these churches. I want you to get in the scriptures and test them. The fruit is aligning to the word of God, holiness and obedience to the word of God. And that's not the end of it. It's not locked up and secure. I know a lot of the churches tell you, raise your hand, say a prayer, you're going to heaven. No, you have to endure every single day until your death. Yeah, it's consistency. It's the simplicity of the scriptures, but you have to do it every single day. And you have to be hated by the world every single day. You have to be separate from the world every single day. It's not locked up and secure. So
we like to ask people this, ready? You're young and old. He's like, what, 26?
Yeah, I'm 26.
Okay.
Yeah.
So we always ask people, have you lost your entire life for Jesus Christ?
I have not.
What's that? Okay, so I have a question. If you were to die today, and you were to stand before him on judgment day, and he says, my son himself, he sent himself, died for you, shed my blood for you, I died and rose again for you, you knew this message. What were you holding on to? Don't have to answer right now. What were you holding on to instead of casting it all at his feet and saying, Father, forgive me, I want to follow you? Because here's the deal, ready? You got stuff in your hand.
Yeah.
You got two things in your hand. Those are both sins. If you throw one sin down at Jesus' feet and go, forgive me of this sin, you think he'll forgive you? Yeah, what if you hold this sin and it's on you? Porn, drugs, lust, hate, false church, and you hold on to it. It's like an anchor taking you into the tempest sea and it will ferry you. When you let go of the anchor, you can come up for life. You gotta let go of all your sin, and as my young brother was saying, the churches, that's why we come here, the churches and the culture are set for the wrath of God. You know, God hates false religion more than he hates the guy in the gutter that doesn't claim anything. Why? Hypocrisy. We don't want you to be a hypocrite. So if you study, as Brother said, study the Word of God. We're here to help you. Our website's free. We don't take people's money. We support ourselves. We travel all over the country and preach. It's a wake-up call. Judgment's coming to America. You think God's going to come back with a big peace, love, and hug? Go read the Bible. What's he coming back for, brother?
He's coming back in flaming fire to judge all those that don't know God and don't obey the gospel.
Amen.
So he's coming back to wipe out Satan's kingdom and establish his kingdom.
Yeah.
So if you hold on to anything in Satan's kingdom, you're going to get wiped out with Satan's kingdom.
Amen, amen. Yeah. I'm going to go walk around and let you guys finish talking. It's good meeting you. Email us. We would love to encourage you. Bible study. We got men. We know people that we gather with on a forum, and because we travel full time.
Yeah.
But we'd love to encourage you. Bible study. And guess what? Last point. You ever see eagles fly around? You ever see eagles hang around with pigeons? Blackbirds?
Never.
Sparrows? Never. Who do eagles hang around with?
Eagles.
You want to be an eagle of God? You come fly with God's people that are holy and set apart. The church group, they're a bunch of crows and a bunch of pigeons. They're going to hold you. You're only going to rise to their level. God says, come on up on high. Come to that marriage supper of the Lamb you can tell them about. We love you, David.
Cool. Yeah, I mean, I'll give you part of my testimony just so you have that. So I was a Lutheran for 21 years of my life. I went to Lutheran high school, Lutheran grade school. I'm originally from Wisconsin. And I was growing up, and once I got into college, I started testing it to the Word of God, like my Lutheran faith. And I was like, it's not in the scripture.
Yeah.
So I had to leave that. But unfortunately, I got into a bunch of online teachers. And don't go onto YouTube for teaching or anything, because it's just an amalgamation of false teaching. So I got messed up in all of that. But then I actually heard a street preacher, this brother right here, at a festival I was at. Yeah, yeah. And I was like, huh, what he's telling me is the truth. It sounds right. I'm going to test it to the Word of God, and I read through the whole book of Matthew and what he was telling me, like, you have to endure. I was a once saved, always saved guy for a long time.
Yeah.
And I read through it, and I'm like, it says it in the Word of God. So I started reading his website. I reached out to him. He's very nice. He'll talk to you if you're willing. But essentially, you have to test everything to the Word of God. You have to put your faith in Christ, His Word. The simplicity of His Word is truth. And the big thing is you have to repent. Because we meet people all the time that know the Scriptures really well. They know the Scriptures really well, but they're not obeying. They're not obeying. You have to get... You have to come out of the world. You have to come out of your false traditions, man-made church. You have to follow Christ. It says in John 4:24, in spirit and in truth. Anything outside of the truth of God's word is a lie. So you see all these churches around, and maybe the church you go to as well. They add a bunch of things to the worship of God, like instrumental music.
Yeah, a lot of that.
Yeah,
one, it's like 90% of it.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, one pastor leading the whole thing, that's not in the New Testament church. You have uncovered women. Sometimes now you have women teaching, which isn't in the Word of God at all. You have immodest dress. You have Sunday worship, which isn't anywhere in the New Testament. Sunday's not the Lord's Day. And you have all these false teachings. You have pagan holidays is a big one, brought in by the Catholic Church. So you really have to test it. Because Revelation 22:15 says, if you love or make one lie, if you love one lie, like he was talking about, holding on to one sin, you're not going to enter it. The Lord expects you to drop everything. That's why the way is so narrow. Very few are going to find eternal life. You have to drop everything. And for me, it was really hard for me to drop, because I was in the art world. I was a graphic designer. It was hard for me to drop my pride and my vanity. I had to drop my brand and everything that I built up. I had to lose everything. I had to become a fool for Christ. But if you're willing to humble yourself under the mighty hand of God, He's going to exalt you in due time, as says in the Scripture. So if you humble yourself under God's Word, the Word is meek. If you're meek, you'll inherit the earth, the Lord says. Yeah, so I encourage you, seek the Scriptures. Dig into the Scriptures. Go on my brother's website. Reach out to him if you have questions.
The website on the card?
Yeah, website on the card, dontperish.com. We'd love to Bible study with you, get on the phone with you. He's willing to talk 3-4 hours as long as as necessary to give you the truth that you need, because the churches are deceiving. And we care about your soul, so... We're glad you stopped to talk. Yeah, yeah. Not a whole lot of people are willing to listen and to hear. We know it's the end times. We know not many people are going to listen. But it's awesome that you have ears to hear. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, seek it out. What's your name?
Dante.
I'm Akuo. My original name was Colin. But my brothers and sisters gave me the name Akuo, which is Greek for to hear.
I'm trying to say Akuo.
It's to hear in the Greek. And the reason they gave me that name is because I was at a festival. I heard a street preacher preach the gospel, and I heard it. And Jesus says, he that has ears to hear, let him hear. So it's awesome that you have ears to hear as well. And I hope you seek it out.
Thank you.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm going to reach out to you guys.
Yeah, yeah. Awesome.
Have a blessed day.
Yeah, you as well.